You have mentioned many times on this site your concern regarding any claim that the Lubavitch Rebbe is or will be for sure Mashiach. I would like to ask you regarding an additional custom belief of some Chabadniks in terms of using the Geras HaKodesh of the Rebbe to seek advice and guidance from him himself. Additionally, there's a strong custom in Chabad to send letters to the Ohel with a similar purpose for advice and blessing. May I ask, is there any halachic concern with these customs? And if not, in your personal view, do you feel there is practical concern regarding using these methods to communicate with the Rebbe? Would your advice differ regarding someone who had a relationship with the Rebbe when he was alive and someone who only knows the Rebbe through his Talmidim and works? Anonymous from London. Okay, first of all, using a sefer, like Igeres HaKodesh, to seek advice and guidance, the truth is that there are various gorolos that use svarim in certain situations. There's the gorol hagro, and there's the gorol of using other svarim to get advice in situations where the normal channels of advice are not open. For sure, advice should be gotten from Talmidei Chachamim who are alive and can hear the question and to answer the question normally. That's how you ask an Eitzah. But in certain situations, these gorolos are permitted. And if that's what the use of the Igeres HaKodesh is used as, I can't say that it is totally out of the realm of acceptable practice. However, sending letters to the Ohel for advice and blessing, okay, I'm not familiar how that's done. How do they get the answers? It seems to me like this may have a problem of Doresh al Hamesin, which the Torah prohibits, contacting and communicating with the dead. And if they are of the opinion that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, though he's buried, is not dead, that's a bigger problem. In any case, these kinds of communications are out of the realm of a normal Yiddishkeit. People can go to a kever and daven to the Rebbein Shalom in the schus of the tzaddikim. There are some that say that even can daven to the tzaddikim, they should be inspired, but to send letters, faxes, or whatever, mamish as a communication with the dead, is outside the pale of acceptable Yiddishkeit.